Steve Cochran Show, 725 at Chris Radogno, C-H-R-I-S-R-A-D-O-G-N-O. She's a member of the Four Tops. She's a fine dancer, and she does a great job. And she's trying to effect some change in Springfield. And joins us on the phone. Good morning, Senate Republican leader. How are you?
So far, so good.
Well, thanks for being on. I made the point just briefly a little bit ago. For people that want to blame the governor for all of this, because and for people like me that want to blame Madigan for all of this, I think what it comes down to is this. There's give and take on both sides, but so far it seems that the governor's been the only one to offer give. Am I wrong about that?
No, you're not wrong at all. Absolutely. And that's typical, I think, of Madigan, who likes to just be a sphinx and get people to bargain against themselves. And the governor has continuously offered olive branches, different ways to approach this problem, but just runs into a brick wall every time.
Whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever, what I really hope people will try to wrap their minds around is if the governor were to quit now, if the governor were to say, okay, Mike Madigan, you can have whatever you want, not only will nothing change, the problem, which gets exponentially worse every day, would actually speed up because you'd have further credit downgrades, you'd have further lack of interest in businesses staying in the state, because it would appear that there's weak leadership at the top at that point and that Rauner gave up.
Well, that's right. And not only that, the Democrats would be unable to effectuate a solution either.
Well, of course not.
Quite frankly, their members think they need to see some change in this state before there's any kind of resolution of the problem.
So as the Senate Republican leader, you go to your rank and file and you talk to everybody on both sides. And as I think you indicated there, there's people who are willing to talk off the record and not in public and say, yeah, we're tired of this as well. But what until it comes to our doorstep, I just don't have a sense that the state is fired up enough about this problem. It is an absolute joke that we don't have a budget.
Well, absolutely. And what people need to know is every single day we don't have a budget, the tab for this mess goes up by $13 million every single day. And at the end of the day, we are all going to have to pay that bill. But I do think people are becoming more aware of it as it begins to affect areas such as higher education, because then you would start to bring in college students, their families, the faculties of those schools. There's uncertainty about what will happen with K-12 funding. Now you're bringing in all the school children of the state and their families. So that pressure to get something done is continuing to bubble and boil and reach more people. And hopefully that will motivate at some point the Democrats to get serious about solving this thing.
Senator, yesterday the Senate approving a bill providing almost $4 billion in spending for human services program and some back wages for state workers, but now the governor has indicated that he is going to veto it. So my question, well, number one, why? And number two, how long is this back and forth going to continue?
Well, the second question is a long answer to that. The first one is the governor is going to veto that bill because there's absolutely no money to pay for it. It's a hollow, false promise. Now, to contrast with that, House Republican Leader Durkin and I introduced a bill last week to throw a lifeline to human services that does have the funding attached. So there is a bill out there, and there are also proposals out there to fund higher education with funding attached that the Democrats refuse to even look at.
Pat Brady, you have a question?
What's going to happen down there, Senator? I was down there the last 2 days. I know exactly what you said is going on. What is this ever going to resolve itself, or where are we heading?
And are we headed to the point where until it affects your middle school and high school kids and maybe your elementary kids, nothing will change? Do we have to have that fire on a local school level before people really get fired up about it?
Right. We have to have that much pressure. I mean, I tell everyone that comes in that I'm talking to, you need to talk to your Democrat rank and file state legislators. And most of them will tell you, I agree with you. We need to get this thing resolved. I mean, I'm trying my best. But the question you really need to put to them is, what does that mean? Does that mean that you're willing to pressure your Democratic leader to take these bills up? And that means Madigan and Cullerton.
Is Cullerton really going to shut the schools down?
Well, that's what he said. I mean, he certainly did say that he would not pass the funding unless there was a funding reform, which incidentally, Madigan has made clear he's not interested in doing.
It's just, I don't understand.
What's good cop, bad cop down there, right?
No, but think about this. Madigan's entire playbook is leave it all alone. What is working in this state where you would say leave it all alone?
It's worse than that. It's terrible.
Continuing to keep the majority in the House Democrat caucus.
Yeah, but
doing all of this for purely political reasons. And I think, you know, that's just the criminal shame of it, really. Is that at the end of the day, chaos, Madigan's calculation is this chaos will help him in November.
Senator, do you see any merit in maybe having term limits or redistricting reform?
Well, we'll probably see redistricting reform on the ballot anyway. I would say leader term limits might be an option.
What about not paying you guys? You know, Quinn did it, and there was a court challenge to it, but how many people are willing to step up and say, I'm not going to get paid until this gets resolved?
Well, you know what? Personally, people are in such different situations. There's many legislators that can say, great. There's others that can't. So, you know, I don't know that that really is a fair punishment.
But the argument, the counter argument to that is it's not fair that we're closing down social programs and everybody can find not fair. I'm just saying this is another thing that's going to come up again and again and again unless there's a coup d'etat. And I don't even know what coup d'etat means. But anyway, thank you. I appreciate it. At Chris Redonio, ChrisRadongno. All over social media. And, of course, you can find the Senate Republican leader's website very easily on Google.